Flex a lot, but I like this even more. It's simple. It doesn't take up much room. It's really perfected. And Flex never got their noise reduction right. And I understand from a friend of mine who has a 6500 Flex, they never got it right on the new software, the Smart SDR either. The NR, the noise blankers work great, but the NR never right. So on the ICOM, it's just beautiful. I mean, I know you have that, Alan, on your 7851. They just got it right with the NR on that, and it's really a pleasure to use if you need it. That's that. All right, well, I'm going to turn it over to you, Marty, and I'll listen around, but I'm going to make this my finale for the day. And if you want to play DMR later, let me know. And I still have a charge on that radio. That battery you told me to get, which I know you got one too, Alan, is amazing how long that thing lasts. It's just I've been using the same charge for like 2 weeks already. K2KTF, WA3HVR.
Yep, okay, very good. WA3HVR, K2KTF. Yeah, I have the KYT right down here in the shack. I'll take it up with me. So I won't be in the usual position of not remembering where the damn thing is when you send notes. And I have the, I got the new battery in it. It lasts a long time indeed. I really have to say, the price is right. Compare that to Yaesu. I paid $100 for a replacement battery for the Yaesu. And the Yaesu, of course, I don't use that. I was figuring that if I have the opportunity, we're going to be driving two cars on a trip, we can stay in touch with the two handy talkies. Set them up in the car. But anyway, that remains to be seen. Now, I figure that there might be a possibility for remote operation for me. My kids have their own house, fully detached. But again, and they have a patch of woods right behind the house. So, snaking a wire out to his place, my kid's place. that's doable. But it would also mean, buying equipment compatible with that sort of operation. And whatever I have here is not going to work. Unless there is something MFJ has marketed. I don't know, Dave, you might be aware of that. I think you mentioned it the other day. There might be something there that would convert the Flex into something usable for remote. But aside from that, it would mean spending some money, and I'm not sure that it's going to get payoff. Hang on a sec, I got another call. Let me see what this is. A wireless caller. That's my wife. Stand by.
All right, I'll just mention this to you, Alan. You can pass this along to Marty when he comes back, because I got to go. He should get if he's going to do that, he's going to remote, he should get what you've got, that Flex 6500 or 6400 for that matter, and sell everything else. And they're not expensive. I think a 6400 with an auto tuner, you're not talking about a fortune. But that's the way to go with that. You can control it from your computer, iPhone, iPad. Yeah, that's the way to do that. WA3HVR, out of here.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, Dave. I'm about ready to bail on this, too. I've got to go out and get a haircut and take care of some other things. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon. W3BB.
Bye-bye, Dave. Maybe connect DMR later.
Okay, I'll text you or you text me. WA3HVR.
Well, that means I've got to call
from my wife. She's on her way home. She was rehearsing with her friends.
the recorder group, and she'll be home in about 10, 15 minutes, which is just about right.
So we're all wrapping up at the right time.
Yeah, so that's it. I was waiting for a call from my my colleague, whether I was needed today. I think he's in court. I didn't get a call, so it's a day off for me. And I don't know if we'll hear from the buyers in the next either today or the next few days. They just had a baby, and maybe they're all tied up with that event. So we got to see whether or not we can compromise on this thing. But what Dave was saying, I thought of too, getting a bridge loan if necessary in case I'm getting squeezed on time. But anyway, this is an unusual deal. And I certainly have some regrets about bartering with it. If I'd stayed to a more conventional situation, I'd have much more confidence in going forward. This is just a little strange. Nobody ever heard of a no down except my broker. When we pressed her for an example, she couldn't give us one. So this weekend, we're going to look around. I don't think we have anything planned. The eclipse, which is in March, that should be very nice. That's with this group of musicians that we tag along with from time to time. Most of the trips have been to Italy. The last one was up in Lake Como, which was kind of a boring trip. It turned out not to be that worthwhile. But this one takes us into Florence. That's the main base. I think we'll be staying in the same hotel for the entire 2 weeks, which is very nice. I take some side trips, and I look forward to it. And, of course, the food is always good and all that stuff. And that might be our last hurrah. I don't know that we'll be traveling to Europe after this. coming from California, it's a real pain. It's all that flying time. And I can't convince Barbara to spend the money and go business class. She just can't seem to loosen up the checkbook. My problem is I am always willing to spend it. She's just the opposite. I'm always willing to save it. W3BV, K2KGF.
W3BV.
Yeah. Okay, Mom. We were comparing W3BV. We were comparing prices for the that we wanted to take in Alaska, and there was quite a wide difference. We like Talk, TAUCK, as a tour company, and they did a fabulous job in Costa Rica, but they wanted considerably more for Alaska, and we had talked to some friends that had very good luck with this one, so we'll see what happens. Unfortunately, he's out far enough in June. Anyway, we'll see what happens with this coronavirus and all that. Yep. Well, there's a wide variations in cost too. We want to go to Australia, so New Zealand, so that's on the bucket list. But it sounds like you have a nice trip planned, and that's good. And get away from it all. You know, as far as the no money down deal, well, I always like to have people with skin in the game. And not sure exactly. I know what brokers tell you. They tell you all kinds of things. But when I sold the house in Jersey, it belonged to my folks. And that we had some money down, and of course, some recourse if they people don't come through. We won't go into that again. I just told you it turned out the people that it was a contingent deal where they to sell an existing house, and it turned out they didn't really have a good title. They didn't have clear title. Uncle Bob, whatever his name was, had loaned him money and was on the deed and all that kind of thing. And turned out Uncle Bob, now he died, but he also wasn't an uncle. They always thought he was, but it turned out he was. Now they didn't know that, but it was quite a mess. Oh, my. Anyway, I'm sure it'll work out, hopefully. And I know the feeling just getting it done is a good idea. Dragging this thing out, selling anything is can be an aggravated experience. Even selling stuff as simple as a ham gear is a hassle. Anyway, Marty, I think I'm going to bail on this one. I've got to get on my way. I want to get over before the barbershop gets crowded later this afternoon and pick up a couple of things while I'm out. And I'll perhaps see you over the weekend. We should be here on Saturday. I won't be here on the radio on Sunday morning early anyhow. Some other stuff I have to do first. And we have a meeting of the local Democrats on Sunday afternoon, and I want to attend that. The next election will be my first time out as the election judge. The old one I worked with for many years had some physical health problems, had some difficulties and health problems, and so they wanted me to assume the role. So finally got to be a judge. I'll see you later, Marty. K2KGF, W3PV.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, judge at last. I remember I was with some colleagues when we were graduating law school, getting the Juris Doctor. I remember saying, well, if your mother always wanted you to be a doctor, you made it. You got there at last. Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'll catch you tomorrow. I should be around. I don't think I've got anything scheduled for the weekend. Sunday morning, if it's warm enough, I might actually. I got to check to see what's going on at the club. I'd like to use up some ammo, shoot it up. I guess that's one thing I could probably sell. But if I can ship it or take it with me, that would be nice. That's another headache, All my interests are not easy to move. Anyway, talk to you tomorrow. W3BV, KGKGF.
Yep, I look forward to it. Take care, Marty. Have a good afternoon. W3BV. K3OQF. Hello, Walt. How are you?
Okay. I've been listening to your conversation. You're a chauffeur. I got to wonder. Oh, I guess your phone's back on. I don't want to hold it. Maybe I'll get out. I thought I'd say hello. Say goodbye. So, how are you doing, Dan?
I am doing fine, and when I have more time, you've not forgotten. I do have the magazine here, the article. I will scan that in. That's on my to-do list, and I'll get a copy of it off to you. Other than that, I'm doing fine. Trust you are the same. S9 sunshine down here today, and it's going to be a nice day. We have a fine weekend. By the way, I enjoy the pictures of your antenna set up too much to talk about all that. I have more time, but glad you called in. A good afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon. K3OQF, W3BV.
Okay, fine. There's a priority mail I sent yesterday, so it may arrive back. It may arrive today or tomorrow at your post office. There's a bunch of stuff I did a long time ago, and I thought maybe get some ideas. It got me intrigued with the tower and the team. We'll talk about that another time. Anyhow, I just wanted to say hello. Let's get out of there. It's a beautiful day. Get some sunshine. Take the doggy out and have a nice walk and get some fresh air. Nice to hear you on. You take care. I'll catch you later. 73, W3BV, K302.
Yep, I'll look forward to getting that information, and we'll chat soon. Take care, Walt. W3BV.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you.
The on button. Oh, and it'll go out of whack. Here we go. And I just put it on again, and look what happened. That's without the TX lit. Now, I just shut it off. The TX wasn't lit either, and all I did was put the on button on. Highlighted. Over.
So you're telling me when the TX is not highlighted, or the RX is not highlighted, and you just switch the switch on?
That's correct. And that's because I'm in the EQ mode right now. So let me, hold on, let me take it out of the EQ mode, and let me go to my receive. Hold on a second. I just put my receive on, okay? Now, I'm gonna take the RX out of it. Hold on, let me just unkey, wait. Now, see, and all I have now is the on my receive mode, RX. Okay, and that's the only thing that's lit. So let me hear you come back, and I'm going to shut it off and see if you drop out on me.
Yeah, well, I won't drop out, but the audio quality will change. If your receive EQ is working correctly, there's a significant difference in the, if you have a frown on the receive EQ. That would be correct. You should hear a difference when you hit the on and off button.
Okay, well, I do, but let me just say this to you. Again, now this is, it happens in transmit and it happens in receive. The RX is not lit right now. All I have is the on button on, enabled, okay? And if I shut that off, you drop down, okay? So now that could have been the problem the whole time, even though I didn't have the transmit on. Now, hold on, you get where I'm going, Chess?
Well, my question is, are you flipping the on and off button on the computer, on the computer screen, or is there something going on in the radio? Or in other words, are you using the computer now or just the plain radio?
Okay, I'm using the computer now, okay? I'm on here. But what I'm trying to tell you is, usually, I always remembered, for me to put the built-in EQ on, the inboard EQ, I would have to put the TX highlight and the on button. Right now, I have, what's up there is my EQ settings, okay? And the only thing I have to do is touch the on button. Click on the on button. I don't have to highlight the transmit, and that's what drives it out. Off the wall. Now here we go. I'm going to hit the on button, and I just did that. And look at that, overdriving and everything else. Over.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, but what I want you to do now is get out of the computer, go back to the radio, and check the settings on the radio. There may be a conflict in the settings on the radio that are different than when you turn it on through the computer. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that. But why is this working this way on the computer? Because you're thinking maybe there's in on the radio itself, it's still in the transmit mode, even though I'm out of it. But I can't say that because I'm transmitting now and it's back to normal right now. But all right, I'll knock it off the computer and just go back to standby.
Yeah. In other words, the brains could be scrambled between what the radio computer is seeing internally and what your external computer and screen are monitoring. Go ahead.
Okay, I could have hit something on the radio too. Who knows? But okay, but now I know what I got to look for over here. But this is wild. All right, I'm going to go to my receive. I put my receive EQ on by clicking the RX. I didn't even have to click the on button. It went right. The EQ just changed right over, and I'm going to see what it sounds like with it on. Go ahead and make a transmission, and then I will switch over.
Yeah, there's a conflict there. You got a conflict between the internal settings on the front panel on the M model versus your computer. So go ahead, do whatever you need to do.
Okie dokie. All right, back to normal right now. This is normal on the receive was working fine. I'm just going to click on the TX. I'm not even going to put the on button. Let me see what happens when I go to just the TX alone. Okay, I got the TX highlighted, and I still sound normal. So, yeah, I should. I can see it on my drive that I'm normal. But now I'm going to hit the on button here. And there goes the on button. Knock it all over the place. Shut the TX off. It's still doing it. Now I'm going to disable the on button. I just just disabled the on button. So let me knock this off and go to the radio, W2QEG.
Yep. Well, you found the problem, but you didn't find what was causing it. I agree with you. Go ahead.
All right. Let me do this. Give me a minute.
That's crazy.
Situations, people sell a house within a year and pay it off. Well, in this case, the real estate's not moving. So it came up, and so the idea, one was, well, you can get another mortgage. And I thought, wait a minute, you know, we're going to have to pay the interest on that and everything. So I said, we'll pay it off, and then when the state sold, they can pay us back. And I made it. Formal agreement. The lawyer was blown out of the water. He said, I can't believe it. I don't see family members doing this ever. But, you know, my sister's living in the house, and we really didn't have a choice except to incur more debt, right? So I said, all right, we'll liquidate these funds and pay it off, and settle up later on. There's one elderly gentleman interested in the house, elderly. He's much younger than I am. And he seems to be interested, but he had to travel. The guy is I believe is a playwright, and he wants easy commute to New York City, and previously he was looking at houses in Bedford, New York. So Norwalk was a low rent district for him. Over.
Oh, well, let's hope that works out. Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, I could see how that would be the ideal for your mom to have a guaranteed income. Now, she lived to be a ripe centenarian. So, tell me, did the $1,500 for life go to the end of her natural life? If so, it seems like she probably broke the actuary tables on that one.
Well, she did break the actuary tables, and the concern, if the bank had a concern, this is one thing, these banks do these arrangements, and then they sell the mortgages. At one point, I said to them, hey, if you're going to sell this mortgage at a discount, which they probably were going to do, please sell it to me, and no deal. But anyway, she hadn't reached the point where the mortgage amount owed for the mortgage was worth more than the assessed value of the house, so fortunately. But I imagine it could happen.
Yeah. All right, well, for her, it served her purpose. She had peace of mind in the later years, so that works. How many years did she have it?
Oh, gosh. Close to 20.
Oh, okay. I wonder what the average life time of a reverse is.
Now, that's a good question. Now, maybe some people, because she was 80-some-odd when we took it out. So some people take them out when they're in their 70s and 60s. Well, but how many of those people live to be 101 going on 102?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is cool. Well, good. I mean, bad for you, good for her. And let's just hope there's a buyer and you can walk away from this. You don't want to incur the debt.
Exactly. I think we've got some margin still, but every time we lower the price a little bit, it gets closer.
Yeah. Yeah. If the market's really going up toward the end of life, if the, you know, the state market is on the upswing, then you can make out. It's not so bad for you. But if it's on a downswing, it gets to be a lot harder.
Right. Exactly. So my sister and I had peace of mind. My mother too. She didn't have to worry. And actually, my mother managed her finances up to about when she was 90 or so. My sister went to live with her. And my sister said, well, I'll pay the bills and all that sort of thing. So then my mother didn't have to worry about that just as well because her eyesight was failing.
Yeah. Well, it was like my mom. She was smart enough. I mean, her faculties were completely together. My dad completely lost his. He couldn't do anything. But she knew what the state, you know, she knew what was going on and arranged for bank, you know, automatic payments as best she could. But she had a helper that came in every day. Didn't live there, but came in and she would write the checks because her handwriting, she couldn't write anymore. Her arthritis was so bad. So, you know, but she managed right up to the very end. I was quite impressed with that. I did not have to take care of her day-to-day finances. When I would go visit, we always looked over everything. We went to the financial people, and I checked where the money was going to make sure nothing had leaked. And so, you know, she knew I was there and my sister to kind of check on things, but she made it to the end as well.
Now, that's wonderful, Billy. That's really great. We had a good time at the gym, and then we decided to go down to do the shopping. And we came back. Stella had done some stuffed shells last night, so she put them in the oven when we came back. That's why we came in so late. And so here we are, and the shells are going to come out of the oven any minute, Rich, so I've got to move on. What do you do for lunch? You're all by your lonesome there, over?
Almost. It's always leftovers from the night before. Cindy cooks just enough so there's a lunch left over. So, and I like that because I'm not, you know, when she's home and she makes me a sandwich, oh, I get a wonderful sandwich. I get all kinds of stuff on it. It's embellished with everything. When I make it, man, I'm lucky if I just get bread and a piece of chicken on it, you know, and maybe mayonnaise. I don't do much. So luckily, there's always leftovers. That's what I do.
Okay,
and I try to eat a little lunch. I'd rather eat a bigger meal. But look, I'm going to let you go. I've actually got my tax program open. I was sitting here doing the import function, and oh, I love that. I just imported one of the brokerage houses, and it says it's done. So and the little wheel at the top reversed, and my refund went way down. On the next import of something, the little wheel is going to go. The number is going to go negative, meaning I owe them money. I always owe them money, but that's life anyway. So that's what I'm up to, doing one or two bits of the puzzle a day, and hopefully get through the taxes without a panic at the last minute. Catch you later and enjoy the lunch. Say hi to Stella, K10F.
Thank you, Rich, and enjoy the. I love that import function. That is really, think of all the work that saves. Don't even have to think about this stuff. Well, have fun watching the wheels spin there. Take care. From KM2KM.
Catch you later, 73.
Yeah.
I find it to be an asset. Anyway, one last thing. I sent you another email unrelated to our conversation. Somebody sent me an email about precision engineering. See if you got it in your normal mailbox or whether it went to junk mail. It was from my friend WB2GHV. And it is a great video to look at. It's amazing video. So I hope you got it.
Okay, I shut that all down before when I shut the computer off. I got to bring my email back up. And you know what? I'm going to look on my phone right now and go to my junk because it probably went to junk again. No, I don't see nothing in the junk mail. Nope, you're not there. So I don't even know if I got it, Chaz. Let's see here. Is there another junk? Nope, wait a minute. Yes, it did. It went there. This is the call, whatever it is. That only shows me a little bit of the title. But I'll look at this. Thank you.
Very, very impressive engineering. So I'll catch you later on if I can get on. Talk to you later. At W2QEG, K2BU, going to lunch.
Likewise, doing the same. All right, later. Thanks again. W2QEG.
À débarque. Fait que, non, ça veut pas, ça peut être le SWR. C'est n'importe quel des lumières de protection. C'est juste, ils sont ajustés tout.
You gotta be careful. Watch out.
I don't have the proton filter working.
You better get on it because the protons are, they're romping and stomping today for some reason. Maybe it's because of the, we got the change in polarization. Our first sunspot came up in a while and the magnetic polarization has changed. We're on the upslope, baby. Look at this guy. Brent Peter, what are we going to do with this bear guy? He's trying to rain on our parade.
Hold your fire, hold fire, hold fire.
Man, I got freaking static noise. Somebody is working a welder downstairs.
You'll have to go outside and turn your loop.
Nah, I can't do that. If I do, the neighbors will see it. And if they see it, I'm going to be in trouble with the airport management. Because they'll complain at the airport management, and the airport management will complain at me. Even though I helped them bleed, we're bleeding and bleeding this damn oil burner, and we're getting more and more air and less oil. And finally, he goes out and checks the tank and finds the tank is empty.
Played at Rodstock anyway. I say so, that's a joke, son. Got about 3 or 4 hours of actual high energy work in, yeah. And feel a lot better. I only had a little bit of that flu thing in the back of my throat and a little bit in my nose last night. Felt a lot stronger. Also, most of the Lyme symptoms have abated, so I'm hoping it's all thumbs up. I didn't feel like a truck ran me over, so thanks for asking. I think cambric is like, I better look it up. I think it's like I don't know. Cambric, I should know what that is. I don't want to misspeak or misspoke or miss anything. I got to check an email and I've got to probably have to go hippity hop out into the robo dinghy that they give me. Try to paddle to shore. So,
yeah. All right, you go do this thing. And I'm trying to find out the correct state for high voltage circuits. It's more of a lubricant to slide the wire around.
I'm telling you, take some 5-minute epoxy, or if you're not in a hurry, some other slow set epoxy and a paintbrush. Not epoxy tape, epoxy, and paint the edges of the surfaces of the core. Although are these binocular cores? What type of cores you got? Regular toroids? What do you got?
Regular toroids. One is 114-52. I think the 82 has a 748,000 ID. I'm not sure what the 114 ID is, but anyway, I'm going to snap two 114-61s together. Probably just stack the super bowl, especially the whole projection. And then I can do whatever you suggested. The epoxy paint would be okay.
No, not epoxy paint. Epoxy. Epoxy paint is filler. You don't know what it is. No, no paint. Epoxy. Actual epoxy.
All right. I know there's a fiberglass paint in there. That would work, too. Anyway,
or you can use glyptal varnish. That'll work fine too. You know, why reinvent the wheel? Or, it's not as easy, but you could use flowable silicone rubber. This will make anything you use kind of not move around much. But that'll work too, although it's not as good. Seriously, I mean, if all you're trying to do is if it's voltage breakdown, that's, you know, multiple turns of Mylar tape will do fine. And if you need higher temperature, Kapton tape. And if you need highest temperature, then Nomex or fiberglass. Epoxy would not be for high temperatures. It would be for medium, up to boiling or so.
Pressure sensitive adhesive. White gloss bond silicone pressure sensitive adhesive designed for use in a 600 volt dry location.
Oh, Well, there you go. Varnish coating is another way to go. Just grab your varnish and paint the damn thing with a brush and some thick varnish, a couple of coats of varnish. You're done. All right. I got to roll out, guys. Have fun. There'll be a bear, too. GCR, the station with more GCR than any other. Small Bunny Meter. Hippity Hop. See you later, Ted. See you later, Brent. See you later, all the sheep at sea. And if you're sheep at sea, paddle hard.
Steve in Falcon, North Carolina, on the doorstep of Fort Bragg in Fayetteville. Right now, partly cloudy, 35 degrees, with wind out of the north at 15 to 20 miles an hour, and it feels like it's 25 right now. Let's see here, we're expecting partly cloudy skies later on this afternoon, the high of 41. Brandy, my South Car's number is 10378. $103.78 is my ticket to ride. 73 smiles across the mile. KG4KP, Kilowatt Alpha 4, Canada, Zambia, Lithuania. KA4CZL, back to that.
Contact standby 1. Steve, what did you say your wind was? I got a tuner up or right when you said the wind, Steve.
The wind's out of the
be able to run to 11 and 12 tomorrow for KK4 Victor Papa. Victor Papa Daniel, you know, Daniel lost his brother Jim, John yesterday, and he's
still not going to be there tomorrow. I told him to take tomorrow off. Ask Steve if he'd be willing to run 11 to 12 tomorrow for Daniel, over.
Will do, Fred. Fred wants to know if it'd be possible for you to run Daniel's net tomorrow from 11 to 12. Daniel lost his brother yesterday. KK4, Victor Papa Jr.
This is 12. I'm going to be booked up, but let's see here. I can run it for Daniel on Sunday on the money if he's not there.
Wrong Daniel. Victor Papa Juliet, Daniel, not on the money.
Yeah, I know. No, I won't be able to help, let's see here, Victor Papa Juliet out tomorrow. I have an appointment to get the dog in at the vet.
Okay. Fred, he said he's already got an appointment at veterinarian's office. He won't be able to do it, over.
No problem, Randy. I got it tomorrow if I don't find him, but I just have to thank you by him since you had him in there. No problem. The judge is going to send me a phone call. Okay, Randy, thank you. Sorry for interrupting you. W4FHC, Nacra.
Not a problem, Fred. Kilo Alpha 4, Charlie Zulu Lima, Steve in Falcon, North Carolina, near Fort Bragg in Fayetteville, 10378 for the ride ticket. 35 degrees, partly cloudy, 41 for the high, wind 15 to 20, and feels like a whole lot more. Steve, try to stay warm there, buddy, okay?
Roger there, Randy. 73, have a good night. We'll catch you down the logbook later on. Kilowatt Alpha 4, Charlie Zulu Lima, 73.
I say 73 to you. Quebec Echo, your turn. Go ahead. Quebec Echo, are you there? Okay, Echo Romeo Alpha, Don, you there? The band changed. Echo, Romeo Alpha, ERA. Don, are you there? Anybody copy Don? All right, then. You want to hang on 4 Kilo Papa? Anyone, anywhere for South
occurs, give me the subject of your call sign one time, slowly, phonetically. Call now.
Bravo, Kilo Echo. 4, Oscar Alpha Romeo.
Whiskey, okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I only had about 5 that time at one time. I didn't get anybody. Try again, please.
Bravo, Kilo Echo. Kilo Julia 4, Oscar Alpha Romeo, over.
Suffix, the thing after the number, suffix of your call sign, one time slowly, phonetically, please.
Bravo, Kilo, Echo.
Papa, Bravo, Oscar, Alpha, Mike, Alpha, I got Romeo. You, anyone else?
Bravo, Kilo, Echo.
Oscar, Alpha, Romeo.
Bravo, Kilo, Echo, there's another.
Oscar, Romeo.
Oscar, Romeo, got you, there's another.
Oscar Alpha Romeo.
Oscar Alpha Romeo. Got you, idiot.
Uniform Zulu Zulu.
Uniform Zulu something. We'll get it when we get there. Back to the top. Bravo, Oscar Mike. Go. All right, Kilo 4, Bravo, Oscar Mike, Kaboom. Okay, Jake in Virginia.
South Car's number is pending 40 degrees in Virginia.
Do you have knee replacement surgery or knee surgery, Jake? Should have had both of them done at the same time. You wouldn't have had all that pain to deal with but once. Yeah, I had it done myself. It gave me my life back, Jake. It allowed me to go back to work for many years, and I never regretted having it. It'll open up new worlds to you, Elmer. Very good, Jake. Yeah, that's pose a problem. Fortunately, I only had to have one done. I got one torn up and got it replaced, and it has been wonderful for the last 30 years. I broke it one time and had to have it modified inside in a different piece of plastic, but it wasn't anything like the first time. Take care, Jake. It'll be good for you, and I wish you all the best, okay? Roger, Roger. Those are things you don't hear too often here on 40. But I'll let you know. Bravo, Quebec Echo. Go.
Yeah, Kilo Dale, this is Kilo Golf 4, Bravo, Kilo Echo, Jim in Yanceyville, North Carolina. Snow on the ground, 30 degrees, and appreciate you picking me up there. The South Car number is 7680.
Steve, you said Yanceyville, North Carolina, is that right?
Roger, Roger.
All right, snow on the ground. Kilo Golf 4, Bravo, Quebec Echo, Jim in Yanceyville, North Carolina. 7680 for the ride ticket. 30 degrees and snow on the ground. After you for a long time, Jim, hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, I haven't been able to copy free. I come in here to check in, but I can't get in because I guess we're too close or something now, Roger.
Roger, Roger, I hear you. It's just sometimes the band hasn't been cooperating. So you're in here today, Jim. I got a room full of you. Sound great, okay?
Yeah, okay, buddy. Appreciate the job you do for South Car. KG4PK.
Take care, Jim. Mr. Roy, Oscar Romeo, go ahead. I can hear you a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, Judge, you dropped up my noise a little bit.
We've got a temperature of 56 degrees, 56 degrees, and a wind of about 15 miles an hour out of the north. Overcast, no sunshine whatsoever there, Randy. So let's come on down. I say rain.
Roy, I heard got the honeydews about done. Not a nice day. Roy, I heard got the honeydews about done. Real tough copy today. The band changed in the middle of your transmission there, and you just about went away. But I got you, okay? All right, 7-3, Roy. Oscar Alpha Romeo, go.
KJ4OAR, Salem, Virginia. His name's Charles.
All right, Charles, what's your weather like in Salem?
It's about 40 degrees and it's sunny. It's a beautiful day.
Sounds like it. All right. Kilo Juliet 4 Oscar Alpha Romeo. Charles, Salem, Virginia. 40 degrees and sunny skies. Thanks for by, Charles, and checking in. You have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. And can you give me your call sign one more time?
Kilo Tango 4 Kilo Papa.
Kilo Tango 4 Kilo Papa.
That is correct.
Thanks, and 73s.
73, Charles. Have a good one. Uniform Zulu. I know that's not all of it, but come on and give me a complete call sign.
Good morning to you. The call sign is Kilo 5, Uniform Zulu Zulu. The name is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. Located here in northeast Mississippi, a little town of New Albany, where it's currently 32 degrees, sunny skies, going to a high today of 45. My ticket to ride is $125.63. Roger.
You say in Mississippi, Rick?
Yes, sir.
All right, I think I got it all. Real light copy, but I think I copied Kilo 5 Uniform Zulu Zulu Ray in New Albany, Mississippi. 125.65 for the ride ticket, 32 degrees sunny and a high of 45. Is that correct, Ray?
125.63. $125.63. Roger.
63. I got it. Got it corrected, Ray.
Just fine there, Roger.
Roger, Roger.
I don't have any meter reading at all on the radio. I can just hear your audio above the noise, Ray. Over.
Roger, Roger. Yes, I don't own an amplifier, so I figured it would probably be kind of hard for you to hear me, but appreciate you picking me up.
73, we got you.
No matter how much signal we got, as long as we got enough to hear, that's all it takes.
This is Kilo Tango 4 Kilo Papa. Anyone anywhere for South Taurus, give me the suffix of your call sign one time. Slowly, phonetically, please call now. I didn't have anything and then two all at once.
Try again, please.
Papa Whiskey Hotel. I got Papa Whiskey Hotel. Anyone else?
Foxtrot Uniform.
Foxtrot Uniform got you. Anyone else?
Sugar United Sugar.
Sugar United Sugar. Got you, Tom. Anyone else?
Real weak, though.
All right, back to the spot. Alpha Whiskey Hotel. Hello, Mr. Wade.
Good afternoon, Randy. I hope you're doing okay. This is Kilo 4, Papa Whiskey Hotel. As you said, my name is Wade. I'm near a little town called Elk Park, North Carolina, where we have sunny skies, 2 inches of snow on the ground, and my South Star's number is 608, 32 degrees.
33 degrees, Wade?
32.
All right. Kilo 4, Papa Whiskey Hotel. Mr. Wade, here in Elk Park, North Carolina. 608 for the ride ticket. 32 degrees, sunny skies, and snow on the ground. Roger, roger.
Oh, that's a roger, roger, boy. I tell you, the band is just not good. When they get better, Randy?
Wade, I wish the band was straightened up. It's a mess today, ain't it?
Yes, it is. I wish it would. It was us so folks. It would sure encourage us, wouldn't it?
Well, Wade, it don't matter if it's a mess. I got you in the log anyway. So I enjoy talking to you, even if it's just a little bit. You take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Randy, have a good day. God bless you. K4PWH, back to bed.
But I think we can make it. Randy, this is K4SUS. Tom up in the North Georgia Mountains near Ellijay. 32 degrees, clear skies. That's 32 and clear skies. And South Car's number 119. 119, go ahead.
All right, Kilo 4 Sugar, United Sugar. Tom in the North Georgia Mountains near Ellijay, Georgia. 119 from the ride ticket, 32 degrees. And I copy clear skies, Tom. Over.
Yeah, 119. 119 on the number. Yeah, I can barely copy you, Randy. You're about 160 miles due south of me, and that's the reason. I haven't heard you very clearly in quite a while, but I'm glad we're able to make this. 7-3, have a good rest of the night. K4SUS.
All right, Tom, 7-3. Likewise, I can barely copy you. You have a good day, Tom. Kilo Tango 4, Kilo Papa. Anyone, anywhere for South Cars, give us a suffix from your call sign one time, slowly, phonetically. Call now.
Oscar Lima Bravo.
Oscar Lima Bravo, I got you. Anyone else?
How are you doing now?
Echo Romeo Alpha, I got you. Anyone else?
How are you doing now?
X-Ray Zulu, got you. Let's run these before we go get lost in the band again. Oscar Lima Bravo, go ahead.
Okay, this is Kilo 8, Oscar
Bravo, about 35 miles west of Columbus, Ohio, a little town called South Charleston, Ohio. We have 33 degrees, sunshine, no snow on the ground. We had a frost this morning, gust of wind about 10 mile an hour, averaging about 3 up here, so wind chill is down there a little bit. But other than that, it's been a great day here in the Buckeye. Back to you, K8LB, the name is Ron, Romeo, Oscar, November, Ron.
Oh, okay, Ron, fine business, 208, Oscar, Lima, Bravo, Ron, South Charleston, Ohio, I think I got that right. 33 degrees and sunny skies. Is that correct, Ron?
Roger, and my ticket to ride is 7329, 7329. Back to you there, 7-3.
7-3. Echo Romeo Alpha. Go ahead, Don.
What's the matter with me? guy that lost his mother.
Did you read it over, Eric?
It takes 8 seconds to read it.
Yeah, you wasted 8 seconds of our life. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, so it's written by a 2-year-old.
Have you sorry?
Hey, Joel.
Well, 59, goodbye. QRZ.
Well, that's what it is.
So
I'm listening in to your radio.
Yeah, they get going, and then they start running real fast like it's a contest. It's great.
Yeah, they don't know your name, though. This and this and that. I remember the other day, the old RC-6, the Rad Schwitz, which I belonged to in 1955, got a blue certificate, and she spent 50 or half an hour talking to somebody who could join the club.
You know, I was on yesterday or the day before, and there was a fella who was calling CCDS. There were tons of people trying to call him. And FDR got on, and FDR spoke to him for 10, 15 minutes, which I think was not polite.
He did the same thing this morning.
Ridiculous. There are 100 people calling this guy because they want to work. I'm a guy with guy calls, guys with this, that. And then FDR gets on there, and he speaks for 15, 20 minutes. I mean, who gives a shit? Who cares about all the crap he's talking about? Let some other stations work this thing.
Oh, but now you realize that he can monopolize the guy, and he can work it when you can't. See, that's the whole purpose. He's Mondo Magnifico.
No. I could smoke him just as much. Ricky and I, we put out great signals here, and I could do whatever he does.
Yeah, but see, he feels like he's at large and in charge when he's doing that, probably.
But it's not nice. It's not polite.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I will talk to you. If it's somebody I haven't talked to in a while, I will exchange pleasantries with them for, you know, a minute or two, maybe at the outside, but, you know, enough to see how things are going. And you, unfortunately, you know, the band is such that some guy you haven't talked to in 5 or 6 years that you used to talk to quite a bit, you know, unless that's what they want to do, which is not necessarily it, you know, I normally, I keep it pretty short. You know, I like to at least say hello and find out if anything, you know, really fantastic has happened on their end, or good, bad, or otherwise, and that sort of thing. But yeah, tying them up for 10, 15 minutes is, as you say, it's not a good deal.
He was calling CQ, and he answered him. That's different. But he was calling CQDX North America, and there was 50 people calling him simultaneously. And he just got on there, he grabbed it, and he kept it. And the guy who was calling CQ, I mean, he could have probably said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to move on. Thank you, Mel. Nice to speak with you." So they're both at fault.
Good
who?
K7GKS, spoke to him on the phone. An hour and 10 minutes. That was a long queue. But Marty and I were back for it. You know what?
Of course I don't mind.
Yeah, we're in the same business. You were black, no way I'm thinking. No one's breaking in, and we're on the telephone. That was it.
Works every time, business.
Oh,
you're glad to see that you're part of the John Club. I know, Chuck. W2 November Quebec is who we're talking about. We all know John. some of us are a little more sympathetic towards him than others. Go ahead.
I know him personally.
Well, you know what's really rude? John will call CQDX and he'll get a CQ station and he'll get a DX station. And he'll yell at the DX station for not speaking good English.
That's right.
That's what's been happening recently, which is pretty nasty.
But he's not like that at all. Well, now he is. 3 years ago, he wasn't like that at all.
Yeah, I've become quite the curmudgeon, but, you know, I, Oh, I still get along with him. Okay. I guess I'm not on his bad side. What can I say?
I heard somebody in Barcelona last summer, friend of their friend or whatever, they were traveling and said, how come everybody here speaks Spanish? Another idiot.
I agree with you, Charles. He's just saying that you probably didn't hear him, Ricky, that he's been off about 10 years and he can't, he's having a hard time believing, you know, the bands and some of the stuff that's been going on, what, that he hears now. I mean, I think the probably the propagation has just, you know, made things a little bit tougher and people's patience a little shorter. And I know I was listening to JY5. Is HY Dr. Munzer earlier today? HX, yeah, up the band. And first we pop up by Casey Beloim, a group for they're getting ready for the net, and then another one about two above him. And you know, but he was working mainly Europeans anyway. But you were, it's going to be tough to work him stateside. But you know, that's things like that, and you know, short patience and jammers. It's all been here. It's just it probably fluctuates in intensity once in a while. Don't you think, Rick?
Yeah, Debbie's already seeing the group. Yeah, it does. Sometimes it's too intense and whatever. All right, I'll be back. Give me 5-10 minutes if you guys will be around. I'll be back here in a few minutes. W0RIC.
So 73, and I enjoyed the conversation.
Well, I think what you have to do about John is just ignore him. And one thing you absolutely don't want to do is if he's calling checking propagation along paths, the stateside guys, you know, they invariably answer him. And to my what I say is I wait a second. If I don't hear him respond to anybody, I say, hello, John, and if he wants to, he'll answer me. But, you know, I've known the guy for a lot of years, so... I don't know, maybe I remember better times with him. It's just, just to, you know, if you know that, just and you hear him on, just keep tuning the Nile. I think that's probably the easiest way to get right around it. Good to hear you from West Valley City in Utah today, W9 Romeo Golf.
Hang on, Rich guy, I think somebody's got an emergency. Who was the break? Who was the guy screaming break? All right. Must have been a drive-by. All right, I'll be back. Debbie, there you see. Go on, Joe.
Joe, remember?
Yeah. I mean, so far I haven't had much trouble with that. So, but you know, a lot of times I normally listen. I don't just jump in when he calls that, and you know, and I have. It's actually been kind of interesting because there's been a few times I've listened to him do that when I think you're wasting your time. The band's dead. I know one night all of a sudden this HS0 came back to him, and I thought, okay, 5758 here. I figured that I thought the band was dead. So it's surprising, you know, sometimes. Well, yeah, I think the band's doing its thing. Ricky is still super strong. And you're off the back of the end. I'll come back this way for a few minutes, but no, I'm going to duck out of here. My daughter was just down checking on me. And I told her, well, I'm going to come up and eat in a few minutes. It's noon, and I didn't have breakfast, so I'm starting to feel it just a little bit. And I, like a lot of us, have a little medication I need to take, but I'm supposed to take part of it when I eat, so I've got to do that.
Would she hear me
okay? Yes.
How is retirement treating you?
Oh, retirement. Well, it's been about 10 or 12 years. It's lovely.
No, it's 14 years to me.
Well, I got to stop and think. What was the year? 2006. Yeah, 2006. I retired a little early, partially because the company did some downsizing because they lost a major contract, i.e. the University of Illinois. due to some stuff that the one of the salesmen did. Oh, well, you know how salesmen are, right?
You missed the link of dates.
Do I? Yeah, I miss it. But I went over for the banquet primarily. The banquet and hanging out with the guys. That was 95% of what I went over for. So when the banquet fizzled, I quit going.
Yeah, I got a list of the good food, the great-looking bathrooms, no sewage in the street, the people. That's what I go for.
Oh, yeah, great, Luther. The new place has got good-looking bathrooms?
I don't know the new place. I like the old place. I miss the smell and everything.
Well, you know, see, and I very seldom went out to the arena because of the, you know, the pins, the knees and that, and the collapsed arch. I could probably get the knees fixed, but the collapsed arch nobody wants to do anything with, and it causes me more problems than the knees, really. So, you know, going out and walking the arena is not something I was doing. So I was mainly just hanging out at the Crown, and that was really convenient when it was all there together.
You know, UNA is pretty easy, isn't it? Now, I walked around every
spot out in the I've been going every year since 1976.
You know, when it changed, it changed.
Yeah, yeah, and 984 Delta didn't show this year. Last year, he said if he went, he was going to let me know. So I'm assuming I didn't hear anything from him.
I was getting a little older, but I just didn't want to go there. I went to Orlando last week, and that was a...
Well, dude, as cool as you probably ought to be going to Friedrichshafen.
I went to his old place. I was on the phone with my German friend, DJ Zero. I guess we're coming back here. No, I didn't go for 2 years. That's okay. I don't really enjoy going overseas for that. I'll go overseas, but not for the hell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I know Walter enjoyed going over a time or two. He made it. Matter of fact, shoot, what's his? I can't even think it was called. It's been so long since I talked to him, a friend that used to stop by here quite often. DJ 3, well, whatever. Anyway, he used to stop by and he made arrangements when Walter was going that 1 year to switch flights with somebody. And so he was the captain on the Boston to Germany flight, so he got old Walter upgraded seat-wise and then let him come up in the cockpit with him part of the time, so Walter was, you know, like a hog in a mud pot, you know, in mud on that trip. He really had a good time.
Yeah.
Yep, the DJ3FK, that's who I was trying to think of. He's down, has an OE6 call. I think he got divorced and moved to Austria. Haven't talked to Frank in quite some time, but anyway, that's life. Things move on, don't they, Joel? W9RG.
Yes, QS.
No, I'm just saying DJ3FK and I can't remember Frank's Austrian call, but no, K1QS, I don't have a problem with that. I use it as part of one of my passwords or something, and so I don't have trouble remembering that one, and I still remember AA2WC and some of those fellas, too.
This is my cell phone call,
Yeah. yeah, that's the way it goes. We get the warranty things. I really got into it with a guy the other day because it's my daughter's car. Yeah, I originally signed for it with her, and I'm still on the thing, you know, because my credit was better than hers. And so he goes into this whole spiel, and I told him, it's not even my car. My daughter, I don't think, wants to extend her warranty. He says, well, as a father, it's your responsibility. And I finally told him he was full of, you know, and used a few little four-letter expletives, so the whole conversation went downhill after that, you know.
Well, I like your really good message. I'm usually saying that we don't take the call. But I said, I'm curious, but it's not that way yet, which I don't want to go to that.
I was getting ready to sign out was the problem. And all of a sudden, everybody showed up in. If it had showed up an hour ago, we'd have been good to go. But, yeah, I've been on here a couple, almost 2.5 hours, I guess, something like that. And I need to go grab lunch and take some medication, so I am going to bow it also. My daughter's standing behind me, so that probably tells me she wants something. And we'll catch up with you again. K2QBV, WNRG.
Thank you. 59 Madrid. How copy over?
Oh, fine business. Thank you for the 59. You're a 59 also. Nice signal.
Thank you so much. It's brilliant. Take off. Thank you. That's 9 on the last over. Happy to see the bank over in a close year flashing.
Bravo 4, Kilo Lima, India.
A Kilo Lima, India. What's your
prefix,
please?
Whiskey Bravo 4,
Kilo Lima, India. Good afternoon. Nice signal. You're 58 in Madrid. Over.
XUSL, you're 5 South Central Kentucky. And name here is Larry.
Oh, very good. Thank you so much for the nice report. Enjoy the opening. Wish you many more BS. Have a nice weekend. 7-3, my friend. So we'll be 4, Kilo Lima, India.
7-3, Sal. Thanks for the contact.
Thank you, 7-3. CA5Y, you are there. DX Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, Georgia DX. Calling CQ DX, CQ Delta X-ray, Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, calling CQ, CQ Delta X-ray, Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, calling the mic. Echo Alpha 5 Yankee, calling the mic. Thank you.
predictions are
not 100% favorable. I lose you just a little bit there in the noise level for the distance here for the two verticals, but I'm hearing you for the most part. A good 80 to 90% of the time. All right, we'll let you go. Talk to you later. Good to make your acquaintance. Hook up there with you from Florida. A good signal up here when the conditions allow it. That's just your conditions are in and out, but got most of everything that you were speaking about there. Take care down that direction and be safe. Hope you guys have an enjoyable day there. I normally work this vertical here on 20. I very seldom get on 40 with it, even though it is a monoband of 440 meters. It's an old Titan, not the Gap antenna, but it's a Titan vertical monoband for 40 meters. But it plays pretty well here on 20. So far, so good. All right, one real fine. Again, appreciate your contact and return. Take care down that direction in 73s, and we'll catch you perhaps another time. My pleasure. W5HIO from M5KNU is out here in 73s.
I don't know. It's kind of, I think it's a little bit up in the air. You know, he could have an
operation of 6 months, and
the scar tissue could be back. So I don't know. It's a little up in the air there.
If you get a chance, send me the aspect or something on it. It'd be interesting. And I wish back when I built my motorhome back in the 80s that, I'd have put a slide in it, but slides weren't the thing to do then. So anyway, I sent you the pictures of the old motorhome. I'll get back and get Corky in there or somebody else in there. We can run over somebody with these motorhomes, Dave. So I'll turn it back to you. Go ahead. But you got a good signal, but you're telling me you can't hear Dave? I'll be darned. It's too bad. Yeah, okay. You still there, Earl? K3RPP, K4DAT. I think I lost RO too, Dan. I normally can. I was hearing the Corky pretty well, and then signals up, but the, you know, I don't know, this band condition's crazy, huh? You know that, you know, you're talking about that, that Mercedes diesel engine, it probably gets good fuel mileage, should, and,
stay around very long. Appreciate you being here. Have a blessed day, and have you and the family have a good weekend. W4, Foxtrot Hotel Charlie, Fred, Freedom Rings Every Day, United States Air Force Retired, 73s. So, we try to make sure we close net at 1 o'clock. Sometimes we may go a few minutes over. You know how it is. You got a list. You got to finish your list. We try to be pretty punctual. So appreciate what you guys do. Waiting for us to clear our net. Have a blessed day. W4 Fox Hotel Charlie. Not clear.
Just a few minutes ago, and I'm not never interfere with you or do anything like that. I'm not that kind of guy, but the only thing, the reason I said something was, after South Cars is over, the only effect that this would have, probably the only one, is being a longtime South Cars guy here. And don't take this as a complaint or anything like that. Everything's cool there. But I've heard you a couple of times, right when you first started this. And the only thing is that sometimes after South Cars is finished, some of us have gotten on here and had some more extended discussions after the net. So that's really not happening right now at the moment, but that's over 40 or 50 years. I've been at it a real long time, since before the current numbers we have. There were even different numbers way back 30, 40 years ago or something. So anyway, that will stop that. That's all. That will affect that. We would not be able to do that anymore. But, of course, that's the only thing that I could think of. And that would sort of change our tradition. But whatever. I'm not complaining or anything like that. You hear where I'm coming from. I would never bother you or interfere with anything, and I would have high respect for what you're doing. But that was the only thing I was thinking about that would affect. Tom, T-O-M, Tom, go ahead. All right.
Okay. Fine. Don't take that as a complaint or anything like that. It's just a comment on what the effect would be and so on. But maybe that's not any kind of a problem at all. Okay. Good luck on what you're doing, and we'll see you next time. And hi to Fred and Randy, who also made a couple comments there. See you later, and enjoy. K4SUS clear for now.
Spread out by way of a brief introduction, a
just want to say hi to you, Ray. And, are you going to be moving those pool balls around on the table this weekend there, Ray?
Sterling Heights not going to have too much sympathy for you there.
Anyway, back to you, Rick. W0OPC from W1DIC to the relay.
Guys,
said, I used a neural nebulizer. And he goes, what the heck is that? I said, it's for your nervous system. And he goes, what? And he went on and investigated it. I don't believe there is such a thing. But I used to go around and say I zapped him with my neural nebulizer.
Some people just call them bombs.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Percolating water there as you draw.
Neural nebulizer.
That could be, that's as close as we get. I know the medical industry isn't making them. They've got other nebulizers, but not that.
Yeah, I mean, you got some that you can do ambuterol through a little pump on your fish hose, and you put that in, and air blow across that water and vaporize it, and you can inhale that, just depends on what part of the spectrum you want to roll.
Right. Yes. Oh, man. So, depends on what you need to nebulize. Oh, God. Well, let's see. We've been productive today. 2 hours to set up the TV and move the other one and move all the furniture around. Everything had to be moved. 4 pieces. Carol wanted to use this one piece for holding the TV up and putting our accessories in it. And for that to move, another piece moved into where it used to be. And then another piece moved where that used to be. You know, it was kind of like a Rubik's Cube, you know, moving things around. And then finally, we got everything settled, and I wired it up, and off we go. Now I find out my remote for the TV in the, what is that out there? The back porch, it's not a porch, but I forget what they call that. But it's a screened-in room that also has windows and screens, you know, so it can stay warm in the winter. But it's off the house, and it was added, I guess, a few years after the house was built. Another room. And it's a pretty neat place, but there's a big screen TV in there. And the remote doesn't work, and I put batteries in, and it still didn't work, so I've got to deal with that.
So that'd be out there where the Davenport came in.
Well, there's one in there, and two rocking chairs and a exercise machine, what was that, elliptical, and the big screen TV's on the wall, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We don't use that room a whole lot. What was that? It sounded like the dog went, bow. What's he doing? Oh, I thought I heard the dog. Oh, it's just for fun of it. Okay. Oh, well. This is K2YN.
Hey, listen, sounds like guys are lined up just to talk with you there, so,
it was just us, so I didn't know there were people out there. We'll talk to you later, Darren, and let's think happy thoughts there. I'm glad they got everything out, and you're feeling a little better about yourself, you know, having that who wants that malignant crap in your body? Good job.
And if they tried, they had to do an operation. They couldn't have tried chemo on that thing, right?
Why would you want that thing?
That's what I mean. It was, you know, tennis ball. They're not going to use chemo and all that stuff on it. So you got to stay away from that. That's good.
They can't. Well, you couldn't know. I mean, it's something, no matter what, they can cut it out and get rid of it. It hasn't went anywhere else. Never perforated the intestine. It was all locked in on the
I'm back, John, when you get a chance.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, I think Bob's in there too, Darren. Bob?
Yeah, I'm back with the amplifier running, kind of flying dangerously here. I'm going from the antenna to the amplifier, or from the radio to the amplifier, right to the antenna. Nothing else in line. Do you hear the problem now? I'm probably running
a lot less, but it's there. Maybe it isn't less. Yeah. It was pretty bad right there. Yeah, you still got it.
That even might be coming through the microphone.
That's what I'd attack next.
Change your mics real quick.
Go to a hand mic, Kate. Do you have one?
Any kind of mic.
Yeah, any kind.
Audio challenge right here. I think it very well might be the microphone. It's a little bit of gray RF. Our mic must be a loose harmonic somewhere in the toy. Maybe that's where you need to look at it. Either the microphone picking it up or the coax jumper.
Yeah, I go after the microphone. Just because I've caught it there in the past, and what I used is a J-type ferrite toroid, actually, and I wrapped microphone cable around it through the center and around the donut, and I use a couple feet of the mic wire. You know, I do about 9-10 wraps. And I've just never had a problem with it because I do that. I was on 80 and I got it. Just like his sounded. Pretty bad. And it was because I was on the wrong antenna. Everybody's gone there. Hey, Darren, we'll talk to you later, man. We were saying 73, and I'm glad for you. So, WO9E, this is K2YN.
Yeah, I was excited to know if you were still talking to Bob, or if it sounds like Bob has either went to look for a different microphone, or is taking in on it. He's got a shredded wire, but somehow or another, he's got some RF leaking in, either from D-line or a coax jumper or the microphone. So you need to explore those options.
Absolutely. I'm, like I say, I go after the mic next. I agree. Basics now. take a drag on some coffee here, so we'll talk to you later, Darren. 73s, my friend. W09E, this is K2YN.
And W09E.
So long. I just activated that one a few days ago. But year 5-9 plus 20 here, just north of Base Mountain.
Yeah, Roger. Remember you saying you were from Mount Carmel. Thanks for the contact, 73.
Thank you, 73.
Kilo Julius 4, Tango Lima.
Tango.
Juliet 4 kind of went out. The Kilo Juliet 4 basically.
Kilo Juliet 4 Tango Lima.
My name is John. You're 5'9 in the case of North Carolina.